produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Well, hello again, precious gems throughout Radio Land. This is Pearline from God's Precious Pearls greeting you again today. I pray you all having a wonderful day. Maybe summer for some, it's summer for us here. What a pleasure it is to be with you again on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. I welcome all our lovely listeners throughout the land, and I pray you're having a blessed day. A very special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network USA World and Josie from Josie Inspiration Radio Network USA World and Ewing Moving and Storage for sponsoring this program. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share God's precious pearls. Thanks to my radio listeners for taking the time to join me on God's Precious Pearls ministry. Let's pause to pray for a moment. Precious Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for the blessings of today. We thank you for Jesus, your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us in health and for strength. And for those who are sick, Lord, we pray healing for their bodies. We thank you, Lord God, for your daily provision. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for everything. Now, Father, as I release this, your word, I pray, Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Father. As we continue to dialogue and to share, I was led to discuss with you today the subject on blooming where you are planted. I'm sure you've heard this before. Bloom where you're planted. What does this really mean? This means we should take advantage of the opportunities we have in life and be grateful for the present situations that we find ourselves in. Be fruitful and productive where we're located, whether it's in our community, on the job, or at church, wherever we are, wherever we're planted, wherever we're sent. Be fruitful and productive. Be an example to others around and be a blessing also. We have peace, contentment, and favor, which allows us to bloom beautifully and productively. On the other hand, we may not be happy in the place or situation where we are. Here, we have to stop. We have to stop and pray and assess the situation. Were we sent to be in this place? Is this where we're supposed to be? Did I make the right choice? You know, we just stop and assess and pray about it also. What do I have to learn if the situation is not favorable? We should allow this to be a place of learning, growing, and eventually blooming. You know, not everywhere will be beautiful, peaceful, and productive as such, but we may be sent there for a purpose. And for that purpose, we shine. We shine as light. We shine as the light around us and be an example to others around us. Bloom even in the difficult places. I'm thinking about the lily that's in the valley. Jesus is considered the lily in the valley, deep way down in the valley. But that lily is so beautiful in such an uncomfortable place, deep in the valley. Having the right mentality is very important. Mentality to accept failures and grow from it. We must not be too quick to give up. Whatever the circumstance, we must learn to be content and be the best we can. It is summer in our part of the world. The days are warm and lovely. Beautiful days for gardening. I love this time of year. I have been enjoying my garden and have been learning a lot during the process, a lot of life's process and ways and accomplishments as well, you know, and order. I've been learning a lot as I go through. I've been learning that to be productive, I must do some trimming. For my plants to be productive, I must do some trimming. I have to cut the dead limbs off, the dead leaves off, the dead flowers off. And you know what I do is I don't throw those dead leaves away. I bury them right at the root of the plant. So those dead leaves and dead flowers nourish the plant. And so it is in life's journey. The bad experiences we have, we should not just throw them away, but use them to improve our life, improve our lifestyle, improve our thinking and so forth. My flowers are blooming where they've been planted, but how were they able to do so? It certainly took a lot of care from day one, from preparing the soil to planting and caring for them. We too have been created for a very special purpose. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a hope and a future." Do we know what has been entrusted to us? Do we know what we're called to be? And do we know what we're called to achieve in life? Some of us know from when we were young, and most times we were inspired by our surroundings, by the people around us. Hence, it is so important to be mindful of our surroundings and the people who influence our lives. From a young girl, I knew I wanted to be a nurse, and I was so influenced by some young ladies in my community who were nurses, and I used to watch them walking to and from work, and I was really inspired by them. I remember on my way to school in the mornings, as I walked to school, I will see them walking home from work. They were so quiet after their tired shift, night duty shift at the time, and I was so inspired by them. And I purposed in my heart that I wanted to be like them. I wanted to be a nurse. So they inspired me. Proverbs 13:20 tells us, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed." This is so important. Remember the old saying, "Birds of a feather flock together." Show me your friends, and I will tell you who you are. How many times have we heard that? So many destinies have been hijacked because of negative influences. I became a successful nurse, giving thanks to the Lord for having guided me in so many ways. And I mentioned before those lovely nurses in my community I would see walking to and from work, going out in the villages working, district midwives. I was really inspired by them. We learn from each other regarding our plans and pursuits as we are inspired and encouraged, as we inspire and encourage each other, as well as learning from each other's mistakes. Having the right influences in our life is very, very important. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what stages of life we find ourselves. We must be the very best we can possibly be. It may cost us, but we must strive to be the very best that we can be through the grace of God. If our hearts are set on doing so, God will help us. I remember telling my children that no matter what we do in life, no matter what we're called to do, we are accountable and we must strive to be the very best. Take note of the destiny helpers and destiny thieves in our lives. Destiny helpers are designed and sent by God to propel, inspire, and encourage us to succeed. On the other hand, destiny thieves are hindrances and discourages. We are called to be fruitful and productive in all things. And we are called also to be destiny encouragers, destiny helpers. Psalm 1:3 tells us that we are called to be trees of righteousness, planted by the rivers of water, which bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Blooming where we are planted is not for our own vainglory, but as this scripture tells us, we bring forth fruits in its season. And whatever we do, we're doing it to the glory of God. The question is, are we equipped to handle difficult situations in the difficult seasons of our lives? As we are planted by the rivers of water, we will be equipped. Are we equipped to help someone in the difficult seasons of their lives? Remember the fig tree in Mark 11:12-25. Jesus was hungry. There was no figs on the tree, and he cursed it. Blooming where we are planted causes us to be blessed and not cursed. We inspire others around us. We bless them as we pour into them. We are to be fruitful. To be fruitful and productive, one's heart has to be prepared, because from our heart flow the issues of life, whether good or bad. The soil of our heart has to be tilled and stones removed, the hard places of our hearts softened and prepared for the planting of God's words, so the root can grow deep within and receive nourishment. All the help, hope, and encouragement we need is met there. When trials come, whatever has been planted will remain. We will remain anchored and not snatched away. A baby is viable after the first trimester, and that is the first 3 months of life, when the placenta is anchored within the uterine wall. Before that, situations and circumstances can cause the fetus to be aborted because it's not anchored. Stress, all sorts of things can disrupt this production. We see in the case of Mary, when she was pregnant, she was sent to spend the first 3 months of her pregnancy with her cousin Elizabeth. On arriving to her cousin's house, Mary did not chastise her for being pregnant. She was a young girl. She was not married. She was betrothed, and here she was pregnant. Elizabeth blessed her and prophesied over her. Elizabeth already knew she was pregnant. We must have people in our lives who know us after the spirit and not after the flesh. There were many troubles surrounding her pregnancy. She could have been stoned to death. But after 3 months, our Lord Jesus was anchored within her womb. Are we anchored on the rock which cannot be moved? We must be watered by the washing of God's word. As we sit in his presence, we will be fruitful. And this really helps us. This is so important. We must remain in his word and sit in his presence in order to be fruitful and to be productive. This helps us as we walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Psalm 1:1-2 says, "Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night." We must be anchored. We must trust God's word to lead and guide us to our destiny. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We're so familiar with Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." In times of weaknesses and failures, where we have been derailed, as we seek the Lord, he will take over and redirect us. You know, we all face this from time to time, and so many times in my life I have been derailed. But by trusting the Lord, turning to him, repenting for having taken the wrong path or made the wrong decision, you know, he redirects. He did that for me many years ago. As I trusted him, I shared with you before, he opened doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. Like a child, he led me and gave me favor. And this is another thing. Having God's favor will cause us to bloom. Trusting God empowers us and it gives us favor in order to bloom. I recall when I, on a job in England, I had not even been there long, when I was offered a promotion. I did not even apply for the job. But again, through favor, I was blooming where I was planted, working with the children, working on a pediatric floor. And I was promoted to another department as a head nurse. As I said, I did not ask for the permission. But, you know, take note of the fact that you're always going to be observed. You're always being watched wherever you are. People take note of who you are. And I did not even know this nursing director from this other department. But she called me one day and her first words to me were, "You know, you are a good girl. Have you thought of a sister's position?" That's a head nurse. I was just blown away. Instantly, she handed me the paper. She said, "Here you are. Fill these up and let me have them back. The position is yours." As a matter of fact, she took me to the floor immediately and introduced me as the new head nurse to the floor. And this was favor, and I give God thanks for that. I had not even been in that hospital for very long, but by God's grace, he gave me favor, and this promotion was then given to me. And this is what he will do for you, wherever you are, on the job, in our communities, as we are productive, as we bloom where we're planted, as we stand out as that beautiful tree with beautiful fruits and beautiful flowers, people will take note. And favor will be given to us. Promotion will be given to us. If we're not blooming where we have been planted, be prepared to be transplanted. We sometimes have to do that with our plants. Sometimes we plant a tree or a flower or whatever in a certain spot, and for whatever reason, it's not doing well. It may not be getting enough sunshine or what have you. And remember, many plants have to grow in certain areas. Some plants have to be under a tree. So sometimes in order to bloom where you're planted, you have to be hidden sometimes where no one can see you so you can develop. You have to be out of the scorching of the sun, you know, out of hard times, difficult times, in order to sometimes rest and develop and grow. And there are some plants that just have to be transplanted. Be mindful of the destiny thieves again who come to sabotage your position. I remember being on a job that I enjoyed. I was doing so well. I had so much favor. And there came a destiny thief who decided to sabotage everything. Where I was working, we were like family. We worked together. We helped each other. We supported each other. And this little person came in as a real big destiny thief. You see, we have to know who we are. Know who we are in Christ. Know who what has been entrusted to us. Not to doubt who we are, but know who we are in Him. And with that knowledge and with that understanding and with that confidence, I confronted the issue. And I let this dear colleague know, no, I will not have this. I've had favor. I've enjoyed my job. And the next time you do this, I'm going to take this seriously. I'm going to take actions. Well, that was enough to stop it. So we have to have that confidence, knowing who we are, and stand and take our position and continue to bloom. Never let anyone rob you of who you are supposed to be. Never accept any less than who we are called to be. Remember, God knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. He says in his word, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. This is what the Lord has done for us. He knew us and he predestined us. And he conformed us to be in the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's the firstborn among many brethren. And because we have been predestined and called, he justified us. And he justified us. And what did he do? He anointed us. He glorified us to be productive. We are called to be productive and to bloom where we're planted. Take note of that. Be encouraged. Again, take note of your surroundings. Take note of the people around you. Have people who will encourage you, and people who do not encourage you, love them and not be a part of that company who will discourage you, who will hinder you, who will cause you to wither. Remember what I said about the fig tree. Jesus saw the fig tree. He was hungry and he wanted some figs to eat. And when he went to the tree, there was nothing. We should be so fruitful and productive that if someone needs a word of encouragement, as we bloom, as we shine, as we are fruitful, we should be able to give a word in season and out of season. Through the trials that we experience in life, learn from those trials, learn from those bad times, as we remain anchored in the Lord Jesus, who helped us, who guided us, who prepared us through his word and in times of prayer to help us to be productive. Remember those moments and all that we have gleaned during that time. Use that as growing method as we grow day by day. For a plant to be productive, it sometimes need some fertilizer, you know, or flowers need some fertilizer, that boost. Spend time in fellowship with your sisters in the Lord so you can pray together. You can encourage one another, fellowship with one another, and glean from one another. That is so important. God loves us so much, and he has equipped us. He did not equip us to be failures. He equipped us to be fruitful and to be productive. And as we do that, we glorify him. We make brighter our surroundings. We encourage. We are able to encourage. And as I said, it gives us favor, so much favor. If you have people around you who cannot see the good in you, they're not walking with you. And as I mentioned before, they're simply destiny thieves. So what we have to do is to be prepared to love and leave, not cleave to that which will destroy us. I pray today that we will all strive to be destiny helpers. We will all strive to bloom where we are planted. And as we remember, as we bloom where we are planted, we bring glory and honor to the Lord, and we make beautiful our surroundings. People will come to us. People will flock us. People will come to us because we are productive. So I pray today that the Lord will minister to you, or has ministered to you, from these words of encouragement. Strive to be all God has called us to be. It's not easy, and especially in this world that we're living in, where things seem so difficult, hearts have been hardened, but with God's grace, we can and we will try as we surround ourselves with people who are walking on the same path, people who will, we will all encourage each other. We will remain in God's word and in prayer, and the Lord God himself will equip us and help us to bloom just where we're planted. Today, my friends throughout Radio Land, I encourage you, do not be discouraged. For those of you who may be facing discouragement, do not be discouraged, but look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. He sees your pain. He sees your discouragements. He sees your desires to excel, your desires to be the best that you can and the best that you really, really want to be. And as we look to him and cry out to him for direction, to be fruitful and to be productive, he will grant us this. Remember what he has taught you along the way. Do not cast away all those precious jewels that he has given to you, those precious learning moments, those precious gems that has been passed on to you during quiet times that you can utilize during the difficult times of your life, not to wither and dry, not to be like that tree. Right now we have a tree in our garden that has to be cut down because it's all dried up. And why was it dried up? You know why? Because it was infested by worms, by what my husband called bog worms. Now, don't allow people to be like bog worms in your life to cause you to wither and dry. But look to people who are blooming and glowing with love and peace and joy, happiness in their lives. Glean from them and together make up the beautiful garden of our Lord by blooming where you're planted. I pray that today you'll be blessed and encouraged to bloom exactly where you're planted. Blessings to all. Until next time, God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.